This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Samantha.
Hello.
Welcome back. Yo, welcome, yo, welcome. Yo, yo, yo.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just chilling, getting through the weekend, you know.
I saw Soleil yesterday. We went to Allen's Pond with Jupy, so that was nice.
That's so sweet.
A little cute little walking buoy. You know, Jupy's a DC dog, so
yes,
we don't go to Bowie that much. I was about to take him to the dog park, but there was just a lot of dogs in there, and and
I didn't feel like dealing with it. Yeah,
I didn't feel like dealing with it. And like, he doesn't like to be on the little side, like, you know, he would be focusing on the big dogs on the other side because there was only like one other dog on the little side, so. Anyways, so that was good. Saw my sister as usual, and yeah, just chilling, just waking up. And
Mello, stop. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. She just like ran to the door because she heard someone like opening up the building door, and I'm like, girl, stop. You know that's not Julia. Anyway, I'm here alone. I'm here with me, Mello, Tonks, and Emmy, because we were supposed to take Emmy out, like, her parents are gone this week. They're in Curacao, and so they were like, can you take her out in the middle of the day? They have like a 23-year-old like actress staying, so she's like during the day she's like going to auditions, practicing, you know, things like that. So they were like, she's not here at all during the day, so can you take her out in the middle of the day? So I'm like, yeah, she can come over and chill because she loves being here. So I'm watching them, and I'm just tired. I wanted to talk about this. So
where's
yesterday,
Julia?
She went to watch the Liberty game with a friend.
Oh, okay.
because they're playing today. So I think
I've been watching some games. You'd be proud of me.
So they went to like a Liberty, like they're playing like at a women's sports bar. So they're having fun. But okay, so yesterday was our block party, and let me say it was fantastic. Like there was like probably five different jump houses for kids. Aww. There was like face painting station. There was a mechanical bull.
I saw the mechanical bull.
There was like
did
two.
Did you get on it?
No, I didn't get on it. Alexis. There was two. I just was wearing a caftan. I wasn't prepared for it.
Get up.
There was two grill stations with like jerk chicken, ribs, grilled chicken, macaroni and cheese, rice, french fries. Mm. They had a popcorn and snow cone station. We shot down like the whole block. Me and Julia bought cones and put them there and caution tape. And like they had a DJ. Yeah, because everybody contributed from the block. We have a block group chat. So like this is how it all got organized. And we had a DJ and it was fantastic. And I was literally outside from 10 to 8 p.m. Like it ended at 8 p.m. I invited Courtney. Courtney brought her work friend. Her work friend brought another friend. It was really fun. And it just had me thinking I was talking to people in the building and I had talked to this one woman who lives in our building who we're really cool with, we'll watch after her place if she's gone or something. Mm-hmm. She's a husband and a younger daughter, and I was just kind of like how long have y'all been living here, because I feel like we don't talk about their past. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, we were living in like Florida for like 10 years, but then we like decided to come here because she got a job at the New York Times. Mm-hmm. And I was just like really touched by this, like their kid's probably like 3 or 4 now. Mm-hmm. And they had moved when their kid was 1, and I was like, oh, do you think y'all will stay, like, you know, you have this kid now, you're raising a family. She was like yeah, I mean, he was like, I was talking to the husband, he was like, yeah, I mean, I just can't, like, just thinking about this, like the block party and just like all the things mm-hmm. she gets to experience, I can't think of a better place to raise a child at this point. And this is like everything we would have wanted for her mm-hmm. growing up. Like, and then Courtney had mentioned when she was here, like when she was like at the block party, like your block, because Courtney lives like what, 3 or 4 blocks away mm-hmm. from me, and she was like, your block is so diverse. And I was like, I know, like racially it is diverse, like there's, I would say predominantly black, but there's like white, Asian, mm-hmm. Indian. And then she was like, no, I also like economically diverse too. And I was like, yeah, like, I mean, there's homeowners, there's people that own condos, there's renters. And then it made me think, like, I don't know, like growing up, like every Friday I went to my grandmother's house in DC growing up, mm-hmm. and all my cousins would be there. And it was like, there was something about that block she lived on that was like, I feel like when people that scholars write about community and mm-hmm. like they, it would, that's what I always imagined. Like it was like intergenerational, people would look after each other's kids. Mm-hmm. Like there was block parties. There was like, you know, there was truly a sense of like, I got mm-hmm. you, it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is when, so all these things were colliding. Like Courtney was saying that to me. I was talking to the husband. I was like, yes, like this block is that. Like, you know, when mm-hmm. I think about community, this is that. Like I'm watching Emmy. Emmy lives across the street, mm-hmm. you know? And so I was just like, it's so sad that people give New York such a bad rep when it comes to just like family, like raising a family, mm-hmm. because I just truly can't imagine any better scenario. Like your kid gets to hear a bunch of languages, eat a bunch of food, see a bunch of ages, economically diverse, different races, all just by walking down a block. This is before you get like mm-hmm. up to the subway. This is for all those things. They have so many interesting schools here, and it's just like, it is a fantastic place to raise a family. Like I can't imagine more of what I would want for like a kid. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad because I feel like when you talk to New York people that don't live in New York, or just people in general, they're like, I would never leave. Well, you know, I would live there, but I would never raise a family there. I would have to move, you know, once mm-hmm. I wanted a kid. And it's just so misinformed because I was just like, this is like, I can't imagine a better upbringing. I'm kind of like, you know, my neighbor's husband, like, well, he's my neighbor too, but like just being like, yeah, like what else? We can't imagine better. So yeah, we're mm-hmm. here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think it's just what people, I think it's just preferences, you know, like, mm-hmm. and I still haven't experienced the New York where, I don't know, something about like just like having like my stroller out on like the dirty like streets of New York. It's like sometimes funny. I just feel I know I'm going to be very, I know I'm going to be very scared about germs and shit. Mm-hmm. Like when I have, like, first have like a newborn and stuff. Again, I always say that, like, I would like to live at a certain, I would like to have a certain amount of money to live Absolutely. In New York so mm-hmm. that I can. So that I can feel like I mm-hmm. can, I don't have to get on the subway to take my baby to a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like that.
Those yeah, are so you can Uber, yes.
Yes, or like have like a car or like yeah. whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, those are things that I do get. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's just preference, but I do think it gets a bad rap. And I think that people just don't, they just, if you don't get it, you don't get it, you know?
I agree. And I just think about, like, I feel like those little things like that, it's like Akilah, it's interesting, my sister, like, Akilah mm-hmm. still has those same fears in Hyattsville. Like, you know, she's mm-hmm. like, I know, you know, all these people have a baby or going out. It's easier to act like it's different, but it's funny because what I'm saying is, it's funny because I think the same mindset is held in the suburbs, but there's just a different, maybe,
I guess, orientation like to it. Spaced different out. Route. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just feels like you can isolate more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like have a little bit more space. Like just having like, you know, like having space for Mello to run in the backyard and stuff. Like those mm-hmm. are uniquely, I mean, some, you know, obviously some people have backyards in
Absolutely.
Brooklyn and stuff. But yeah, I think it's just preference. Like, and I do think, like, I do think that, like, I would like to have something about apartment living is just too, I don't like being so, like, at other people's, you know, like, if they're having a fight, I'm hearing it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if they Girl. Make a fire,
yeah.
I'm, like, you know, subject to that type of stuff. Like, you know, dumb people, and I'm, like, subject to, like, their bullshit. So I feel like that's like I think, again, I'll just say, like,
I think it's just mindset because I mean, yeah. you know me, my neighbors in Maryland, I hear any time, like, they're so annoying. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. they are blasting Drake all fucking night and it's like so annoying. But I guess it's just mindset because I still feel like there are people that would be like, but it's, you know, different, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it's mindset.
I mean, it depends. Like, I'm like, I don't have, like, you know, my parents don't necessarily have that issue at our mm-hmm, house, mm-hmm. but I think it just depends on where you are and like what you value and mm-hmm. like, you know, and I don't think it's a bad thing no. either way. Mm-hmm. I think definitely kids that grew up in New York, they are, you know, they experience a lot more early on. They're very independent. And yeah, I think it like makes like a well-rounded kid. And
I feel like maybe it's like, I agree. I feel like you're right. There's no like right or wrong. I feel like I was kind of like radicalized, like, like working at that after school, at that mm-hmm. bougie Brooklyn school last year. Because I was like, wow, like, I'm seeing, like, I don't know how do I say this, kids whose families are multimillionaires mm-hmm. and they are okay with their kid, like, the, you know, the middle school, there was like a sign sheet where it was like the parents who have like consented to their kid, like at the end of the day they can, or after school they can like dismiss themselves and go to the subway mm-hmm. and it's like multi-millionaire kids of all races and their parents are like, yeah, they'll take, like, you know, at 5:30 release mm-hmm. them and they'll go on the subway and they're fine, you know, like, and yeah. it's like there's no like thought of danger for them mm-hmm. there's no thought of like
I will dirtiness. Say New York feels like safer, like when mm-hmm. me and Danielle, when we were there for a Beyonce concert mm-hmm. We were just like, wow, like it's like 2 a.m. and there's like women mm-hmm. walking around mm-hmm. and like, you know, like we didn't feel like weird, like I would feel in DC. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, and this is a city too.
You I would have felt like that in Austin too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like walking my dog late mm-hmm. at night, like I have to like be looking around and blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
So, like, New York doesn't feel like that.
It feels just safer. Feels
like, it just feels like people are awake and going to hear you or mm-hmm. something.
And I guess maybe that's their thought where it's like, it's rush hour. It's like if somebody grabs my kid in the subway, there's 50 other people around when he screams, you know, like in the cart, you know? So maybe that's it. But it just was like, I don't know. I feel like that experience allowed me to be like, oh, I mean, you know, it's obvious, but millions of people do this every day. People that like, you know, would be the most Karen-y of all people, you would assume, are still like, no, I love raising my kid here and da 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 da. But they obviously have a different experience in the sense that they probably have the resources that make them. There are some people that truly live a suburban life in the city, right. You know? And so.
And that's what I would need.
like, but just, then I feel like.
Just to have a kid, like, at my, like, you know, my age with my dog and just me. But if I was like wanting to raise a family, I did really value the space that I had.
I don't feel like I cared about the space because we didn't use it. Like, you know, we had a basement, but I rarely went down there. And I feel like we had a backyard and I use it now with Mella than I did as a child. So I feel like for me, space is like an illusion in the sense that like people want it, but like we never used it. We just wanted it, but you never used it. But there are people that use it. Yeah, it just depends. There's people that use it. Like, we use our deck a lot, but we do not use the backyard unless I'm out there with Milo.
I mean, we've always had a dog, so I feel like we've just been outside. You know, we definitely did use the space, I feel like. And I do think it's different, like, you know, living in Hyattsville versus, like, living in where I live,
That's true.
You know, Lake Arbor was right across the street. And, like, you know, it's just a little bit different, but...
You were more in like a gated community type vibe.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I feel like Hyde's,
but I didn't have a gig.
But you know what I mean? Like, in that area of Bowie, that is like the... You know what it looks like. There's gated communities. I mean, obviously some aren't gated, Woodmore. But like, but there's more than just Woodmore. Like, there's Perrywood has one. It's like gated. Veronica's has like a gate. It's not like, it's like gated around the neighborhood, but I feel like it's not gated to get in, if that makes sense. But there's like a gate around the neighborhood, if that makes sense. Like, you can just turn in.
It is a neighborhood. Like, you know, like it is like, like it's like Fox Lake.
And it's not like a one-off street. You just turn on and now there's streets. And I feel like what I'm saying is, which is, I mean, that's not bad, but I'm just saying, like, I do feel like closer to DC, it's more of like it's more streets. And so, maybe that's why, but also again, my neighbors have always been annoying. Like, growing up, they've always been blasting something out of their car.
You know, and I don't know if you guys have like a, like, you know, we have like not strict, but like strict HOA. Like, you know, if somebody was to
be playing their music,
music like that, they would be getting like a complaint. Like, you know,
nobody complains in our neighborhood, and that's the problem. I know my mom always says that. It's like, we don't have a neighborhood full of anyone that would complain. We just all would complain in the house, but not formally. And so people get away with like blasting Drake from their car. Like, I mean, I told you, the people next across the street, her father was so drunk, he totaled his car into the tree across the street from our house. And, like, the people had to come up and, like, clean the street up. I mean, it's, like, they're nuisances in this neighborhood. But no one cares. Formally, no one cares. But, yeah, regardless, it was just one of those times, though, where I was just kind of like, wow, this is, like, beautiful. This is exactly what I want a kid to, like. It was funny because one girl came. And she was like, this is a core memory for kids right now. And I was like, you're right. Like, they're in a jump bouncy house from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Just running around, getting free food, getting cotton candy, getting all. And I was just like, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Yes. And childhood is great. I miss it.
We can move on though. So
yes, let's get to the thing.
Let's talk about trial. Who's on trial? Oh, let's get to it. Sorry. Who's on trial?
I want to bring Miss American Eagle herself, Sydney Sweeney, up on trial. This kind of came out like right when the podcast aired last week, so we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But Sydney Sweeney recently has been in the new face of American Eagle ads, and they put out like a couple.
The slogan campaign for this was Sydney Sweeney has good jeans.
Yes. Which... And like they, within the two ads, like they're pointing out like, jeans can, you know, create your personality and your eye color. And
yes, like, that was a really good job.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
Eye color. She talked about her body color, frame, her body composition, even her hair. Eye color. Like, but basically, girl, you know, if you don't know who Sydney Sweeney is, because you really might, she's blue haired, blonde eyed, like, you know, classic American pie, you know,
we found racist out about her woman from Euphoria. That's right. Like, was our first.
Her breakout role, I would say.
And I would say, like, from there, I feel like I thought she was just, like, you know, a cool, young. Mm-hmm. Like, I would think she was more. Progressive than she is.
Yeah, then, but like, yeah, she is conservative. Yeah.
We started to find out that, like, you know, her family was conservative. She went to, like, a birthday party, and they were wearing MAGA hats, and
I feel like that. That is, like, the cherry on the top, but I feel like the message of the campaign was, like, you know, this is a blue-eyed, blonde-haired, like, you know, skinny frame, but, like, has big boobs, white girl. Mm-hmm. And there's the whole campaign is Sydney Sweeney has good jeans, but obviously they're meaning it as, like, G-E-N-E-S.
And they had it. They had that spelled out, and then they had to take it down.
So a lot of people, you know, obviously was met with a lot of...
Yes.
What is it, world?
Criticism?
Criticism, yeah. Because people were like, it's clearly pushing this narrative of, like, white people have good jeans. And I also think this is on the heels of, like, Air America. And I was like, I also feel like this is a big, it's like, it's not just the Sweeney Sweeney ad, but it's also just, like, growing up as a person who, like, was a middle schooler and would walk past American Eagle and, like, Hollister, to me it was very clear they were, like, advertising and wanting white people. So I feel like this is also a store historically that has been very much, like, white facing. We, like, want, like, you know, the mannequins they use from, like, the people, the models they use, the type of clothes, it's very much for white people, and it's, like, this weird classic, like, look. And I feel like, so then with that context in mind, putting Sydney Sweeney, who is a conservative blue, you know, as everything I just said about her characteristics, on this campaign with about talking about jeans, it just pushes, it's very much like a white race is the more superior race type of message. People are thinking eugenics as well, but people are just thinking it's a very Nazi. Much like, yes, it's very much like a white, what is it? What is it? Yeah, white propaganda. No, and not all right, but well, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that, but what's the word? It's like, it's very just like white superior race. I don't know.
It is a eugenics, you know, Nazi.
Well, did you see her response?
What was her response? I think
she had like a video where she was crying and just like, you have to like think of.
No.
But she was like, but her whole message in her video was like, I'm receiving negative comments about this ad and you have to think about how I feel. Like, you know, it was very much, it wasn't like, I'm sorry. It wasn't like I made a bad judgment or like you got, or even though even this is a bad take, but even if she was like, this wasn't the message, this is what we thought we were going to get, you know, like give over to y'all. But instead she was crying and just being like, I'm looking at my comments and I know people are telling me to not read the comments, but I'm a person too. And I'm getting hate. And that's when I was like, she's absolutely tone deaf. She's absolutely a Karen. She's a victim. White woman had all crazy. Those things.
I mean, it's not crazy because, you know, she is a white woman. Like, you know, like she is.
But
a
she would think she would have like a PR team who would tell her like, don't post that video.
That she just, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like obviously you can be racist as like a Gen Zer or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're hearing that they're creating their own communities like in the mountains with only white people. I don't know if you've heard about that, but anyways, I just felt like Euphoria seems like a progressive show in some ways, or like they just seem like they are, I don't know. I don't even fucking know.
I feel like you have to think about it as like she's an actress, it's a job.
Yeah, she's an
actress.
Know,
like if she could be in the most progressive thing, she's getting her check. Yes, like, you know, that means
for sure. I just would think that, you know, you're exposed to people that would change your mind, you know?
I mean, one thing that like always shocks me is like there are people in the WNBA who are like conservative. And I'm always like, that's so shocking because it's like they're in a mostly black league. So their colleagues are mostly black, mostly gay. And they probably know these people personally and like, you know, hang out with them and all those things. And then also they're in a women's sports league, like title. Mm-hmm. Like it's like these are people who would want like every right and justice for a woman and athletes, and it's like they're conservative, so it's like it just doesn't matter, you know?
It doesn't matter. And it's crazy that she was crying because
like she was the victim when she was like what would you say, catalyst for a bad message.
Absolutely. She is like, it is still on her page, like Sydney Sweeney has good genes, and
that's
it's just
crazy.
Like,
she's probably obligated to keep it on there.
And it's also just like, you walked right into that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you walked right into
it. It's like that video
to people
that you
being like,
on.
No, the fuck you aren't. No, the fuck you don't. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just like,
I found that video, and it's funny because I looked at the comments and I saw you commenting on it. But it was like, these are all the people it had to pass to get, like, that were okay with the message until it got to TV.
Yes.
And it's like, including Sydney herself. Like, they had to, like, you know,
pitch it to her.
And she and her team had to think this was a good decision,
like,
you know?
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is what is just mind-boggling to me when these ads, like this ad and like the Balenciaga ad that came out, like just being in advertising and seeing how we would dissect a sentence for weeks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would have different versions and then we would present it to the client. They would say what they liked and what they didn't like. And then we're changing things up until we're shooting it. And it's just like, this had to get approved. This had to get legal approval. This had to get, you know, approval from the company, American Eagle.
Wait,
like,
did you?
The ad agency.
So as you're talking, I was scrolling through my Instagram just for a second. And the first thing that came up was this. And it says, Sydney Sweeney's 2024 registration as a Republican goes viral amid controversy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, her 2024.
2024. So this is the Kamala versus what's his name, Trump.
Let's not forget she was on the Bezos boat going to his wedding. Like, she's clear, but it's like, girl, like, don't get ahead of yourself. Like, you are not the
household
name.
This is my thing. Like, really, there's obviously fame for both. So it's like, she's, you know, for people, the liberal people that are hating her, there's obviously another side that's loving her. But then secondly, I'm like, it's funny because I told Julia, because I found out about her when I used to watch Big Love, like in early 2000s. No, that was another girl. I'm sorry. She wasn't in that. She was in, before she hit Made Euphoria, she was in Handmaid's Tale as like a young wife. And I didn't know her name. I just recognized her face. But I say that to say, from then on, I've never thought her face card was valid. Like, I thought that like she was just a white girl with, you know, like I said, those characteristics people value: blue hair, blonde eyes. She was skinny and she had big boobs. But if we really just look at her, like her face, as like symmetry wise, like, is she traditionally attractive? For me, it never hit. And so I was even saying that to Julia, where I was like, out of all of the conservatives to pick, it's interesting that they chose her, or even just blue eye, blonde hair girls. It's obvious, it's strange that they picked her out of anyone, because I think Blake Lively's a pretty girl, but I don't think she's like the prettiest girl on earth, but I think she's prettier than Sydney Sweeney. Y'all could have had her. Like, there's so many other people. And I was like, wow, like, people really think that she's extremely beautiful. I don't see it at all. And that's just my opinion. I'm not trying to hate on the girl. It's just my opinion.
I mean, she's given us the license to really look at her face. Like, you know, it's right. Like, let's really see what we're talking about. Right. If you're talking about you have good genes, like, people are like, And it's just like, I thought she was all right, you know, in the show. Like, it was obvious that she was like insecure on Euphoria. Obviously she's playing a role.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just like, I was looking at Alexa Demi, okay? But yeah, it's just, I'm just looking at her page now and it's just like, it must actually suck to kind of be that basic. And I'm not trying to be like rude, but like, you are just like a white girl with blonde hair, blue eyes, and big boobs. And that's like what most people value.
Yeah, as. It's just like, if we're really talking face cards, it declines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be mean. You might think my face card declines. That's fine. But it's just like, I'm like, for me, if I'm like looking at like just the face symmetry, if is it clicking, you know,
right. It's not like you're the baddest.
It's not. You're not. Yeah. So it's weird that like, one, we can talk about your genes. Let's go there. Cause I'm sure if I pulled up your grandma's and everybody else, it wouldn't go there. It wouldn't give. But then also like, y'all couldn't find another blonde haired, blue eyed, bib person. I was gonna say bitch, but no, person. That
I don't think they would. I don't know if they would want to be like. I don't know.
Maybe they said no.
Maybe they said no. But yeah, it's just like they definitely up with that one and
her team. Someone should get fired because now this is a PR nightmare. Obviously, there's the people on the right that are really loving this, but it's like that is a niche. Like you don't want that to be your only fan base. And also, there's gonna be brands that don't want to associate with you. So right. It's just like you need to now figure out how to move from this.
And my last thing I want to say is about American Eagle and like how they.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this. It's the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Are, you know, kind of like putting their foot in the sand or whatever you say. But they have like these partner companies like Aerie, who is supposed to be very diverse, mm-hmm. you know, in body and size, type yeah. and mm-hmm. everything. It's like a completely different shift, I guess. But I just am like, I'm over it. Like, yeah, that commercial was not cute. It was not giving like the voice and stuff. Like, it's like giving trying to be cute. And it's just like, for who?
And that's another thing. Her vocal fry is awful. I mean, let me stop. I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just like,
it's the truth.
It's a bad campaign. Y'all could have found a better blonde hair, blue eye. And
like, let's not talk about genes. Like,
right. And really let's not talk about there? Genes, because if I pulled up my grandmother, I'm sure she wouldn't. Yours wouldn't hold a candle to mine.
No.
Like, let's be clear. Like, my mom, my grandma.
Aren't blue eyes like a recessive gene? Like,
yes, they are. So it wasn't even dominant. Like, these
and
are
you're about to burn in the sun. You can't even go outside.
Let's see you without sunscreen, because I look different.
You go, I don't know, anywhere. Okay, and stand outside, like, you can't do it. So
yeah,
I'm like, let's not go there. Like, if you don't You said it, so I'm just responding and giving my opinion.
But I now want to know what American Eagle does, because now, like, I don't know if you saw, like, Gap and Old Navy have, like, tweeted with, like, right. pictures of people in their jeans being like, our jeans are better and stuff. And yes. so I wonder if American Eagle is going to try to reshoot it and have, like, I can see them being like, this was a part of an inclusive campaign. She was just the first one. Now we're going to have a Mexican person say the ad. We're going to have a Black right. person say this. We're going to have, like, you know, and then have an Asian person. It's like, no, it was going to be everyone has good jeans at the end of the day.
Right. But that's what they should have said. They should have said everybody has good jeans. Like, you know, not
yeah, that should have been part of it. Not Sydney not Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney has good jeans. Yeah. She has blue eyes.
And just I'm like, I would like to know color. If her teeth are for real. I would like to know if you have any type of fillers in your face, because all of those things would point to your jeans are bad. So like, if she's not 100% natural in any way, shape, or form, yeah, you're in.
Uh-uh. It's either that or they're gonna double down on their
if I think, I'm then the only way they can get out of this is to shoot more people that are different races and like at the end be I like think, everyone has good genes.
I think we're gonna see like the time period that we're in, I think we're seeing people that, you know, have the or companies that have these values take a stand on them and be like, you know, standing on them because they feel that that is where society is going. And like you said, there is a market, you know, there's people, there's white people that are running to American Eagle now because of this. The last thing I wanted to say was about, I mentioned how like there's Gen Zers and millennials that, have you heard about their like return to the land, quote unquote?
Return to bland.
The land. It's return to the land. It's like they are basically making societies that are only for white people, like, and only surrounded by white people. And so
I haven't heard this, so I need to look at it. Look it yeah, up on TikTok. You
should.
So
they're just like we should be able to create this. And it's just like, go ahead, like go up to the mountains.
Why is it
and
called
create
to the land?
Return like, to the land. Right. Yeah. It's just like, actually maybe you should probably go back to Europe. Like if we're really gonna be talking about. That's what's always just so infuriating. It's just like,
I just don't understand.
This is all
it.
Based on lies. Like, return what land?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What land? And just I'm like, okay. Like, we don't care. Like, I don't
right.
know. Sometimes
stay away from us, honestly. But they anyway. Were just like, just let us know where it is so we can avoid that place. Anyway, oh, let's God. Move on.
Yes, we wanted to talk about... there was something good you went oh my god, it just came to me and then I missed it. You had it.
We can talk about Karrueche.
Oh yeah,
Deion Sanders.
So yeah, I found Deion Sanders had bladder cancer, so they removed, they did some surgery with his bladder.
They removed it.
Oh, how does he use the bathroom now? Does it have a catheter?
Probably
or something?
With the, yeah, something like okay. that, like a bag.
So they removed his bladder. And so they, you know, like it was, you know, we care about Deion Sanders. This is a NFL legend, also now a really good NFL coach. I mean, sorry, college football coach. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we care about him. And then, it, you know, they show a picture video of like him in the hospital bedside and there goes Karrueche herself. Karrueche herself. And for those y'all don't know who Karrueche is, she's Chris Brown's, I hate to say it like that, but she's Chris Brown's ex. Like she's an actress
she's
as well,
model.
But she's better known as Chris Brown's ex. This is the one who has a restraining order against the man. And she was also the girlfriend at the time who he was like cheating and going back with to Rihanna with and all that. But she at this point is like 30 something. And Deion Sanders is, let's look that up. Yeah, we want an exact age for his ass.
So Karrueche's 37 and Deion is, he's 57.
You said, and she's 36, you said?
37.
And, oh, so they have 20 years apart. Exactly. Oh. Okay, so yeah. So I immediately, everybody on the internet went crazy because I'm like, they were like, why the fuck is Carucci on his bedside?
Why is she in the hospital like crying? We're going to remove the full body.
Exactly.
Like, that's what, like, she's, you know, holding his hand as he goes.
I mean, she's looking like a partner. She's looking like,
She's looking like a wife.
She's looking like a wife. So people are like, and so I immediately was just like.
We are dealing with bladder cancer. And he is having his bladder removed. And they will create new bladder with one of his intestines, and this option was, I guess, the best because it fully removes the cancer, to ensure that it doesn't come back, because it was close to his muscle. So yeah, we are here to fully remove the bladder.
Yeah. Who is
these nasty ass old men? I'm sorry, it immediately just took me back to Shannon Sharp. It's like, you have no business with a 37-year-old fucking woman. It's disgusting. 20 years? You were 20. When she was born. It is disgusting. It is disgusting. When she finally was of age at 18, you were almost 40. Mm-hmm. It is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know what it is. If it's ego, if it's like, and this is funny because I got my hair retied on Thursday. And I was watching 4 Seasons on Netflix because I hadn't watched it yet. Mm-hmm. And there is that couple where he's with the 30-year-old. And I literally, it's hilarious. And I literally said to Julia the other day, I'm like, do you think is this like a real thing that like older men just like discard their wives when they're too old and just want to go for a 30-year-old woman? And she was like, yeah. And she was like, and I was like, what is this coming from? Because it's so predatory. There's nothing else to me that can be said that's good of it. Like, well, we really make each other better or we whatever. It's like, this is predatory behavior. You're going after somebody 20 years younger than you. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to me that can be shown that this is okay. Especially when the person's 30 and the other person's almost 60. And so, I don't know, like, what were your thoughts? I was immediately like, he's so disgusting. I immediately was just like turned off.
I felt like, well, at first I was like, who is she to him? Like, I was like, is this like
is your niece? Daughter?
Right. Yeah, like, please. That's where my head went first. And then I'm like, are they dating? Like, what? And honestly, I'm like looking at Carucci like.
That's funny. You're looking at Carucci. I'm looking at him. He's nasty ass.
I mean, yes. I just don't have any, like. I don't know. The bar is in hell for. Oh. Sorry, I just remembered something. Sorry, I just wanted to say, like, even Sydney Sweeney's role in White Lotus, you know, like, it seemed like, I don't know, she tried to be more woke than that. Anyways, but again, she's an actor. Anyways, sorry, that was an ADHD moment. Back to this. I feel like I was just like, Carucci, like, why do you want these problems with this old man? Like, why do you could be with anybody and you're not his wife. You're not, you know, whatever. And you are over here crying at his bedside about his, you know, bladder cancer and people on the internet. I didn't even know that, like, he didn't have, like, he's like diabetic and like lost like a couple of his toes and stuff. Like, he is an older man, you know? And so it's just like, I'm just like, what is she getting out of this? You know, I think, yeah, like, I feel like I couldn't see past, like, as charming as maybe he is or whatever, it's like,
he's still an old man.
it's like you're dealing with really old people. Like, you know, not really old people.
This man just lost his bladder. Yeah, you're not so with the man with the catheter. Like, yes. This is a senior citizen. Like,
right. And it's like, you're going to have to, like, deal with that. You know, like, this is not a, like, will his dick work the same? Like, you know, like, does it work? Like, I don't know. But all I just feel like, that's why I was just like, girl, like, this is like this. I hope you're getting a good check from this.
I think, or I mean, there's a, like, that has to be the only benefit. Like, I think, like, for a woman in this situation, the benefit must be that, like, you must feel like the prize. Like, they must, like, always, like, you know, give you money and make sure you look cute and fly you out and buy you, you know, pay your bills, and you're just stacking money and you just feel like the prize. That has to be it, because there's no world where he is more attractive, and I hate to say it, he's more attractive than any 30-something-year-old man who has a bladder. So it's just like, and I'm not trying to be rude when I say that, but I'm just saying, like,
I mean, 30-something, I like, get the, okay.
He's like, 57. He's damn near 60 in 3 years. Like, he's closer to 60 than 50. Like, this is, mm-hmm. I don't see the, like, sexual, like, attraction. I don't. There will always be a 30-something-year-old that's finer and know, that but has a bladder.
When you're talking about men, it's different. Like, it is dating a 30-year-old something man versus dating a man in his 40s or whatever. Like, it's different maturity.
But we're not
levels.
Talking about a man in his 40s.
I know, but like, for Karrueche, she's almost 40. So it's like, okay, she's dating a man in her 40s, 50s. You're not dealing with, just listen.
You're trying to stretch, girl. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it's just like, I get why she might not be dealing with 30, like, you know, people in their 30s, because men in their 30s are still on some bullshit. Like, honestly, sadly, like, this generation, like, 30-year-old men are still out here, you know, not settling down and on some bullshit and playing games. And so I'm just like, what is the strategy here, Karrueche? Like, do you just I'm not going to hate on a woman strategizing out here with these men, because it's kind of like a losing game, like, or at least it feels like that. Dealing with men is just like having your, like, charming, whatever, like, that is probably not gonna happen. So yeah, but I do feel like Tracy Edmonds, who was Deion Sanders' ex-fiance, they were, like, close. They've had, like, pictures, like, hugged up and stuff.
I mean,
she's 58.
I'm just like,
that would be,
I'm sorry.
That would
be
really fucked up.
Like, we can talk, like, in general and stuff, but it's like, at the end of the day, there are 37, 8, 9, 30. 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, all the way up to 57 that are mature and that have money and that are finer than Deion.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Standards. So it's just like, she's making a choice to be with someone. I'm not even talking about that. I said maturity. I cannot imagine that there's not a 40-year-old out there that's for her. 41, 42, all the way up to 57. Even 50. All the way up to 57. So this is a direct choice to be with Deion Sanders. But to me, I'm not interested in saying anything about Karrueche, because at the end of the day, she's the person with the least power in this situation. the one with the most money and the older, like, who is older is him. Mm-hmm. He should do better and know better. It is disgusting to be with someone 20 years younger than you. It makes, and exactly, and he's not, which makes me even think, is he mature enough to be, like, is he mature? Like, you know, like.
That's why he's with a younger person, because obviously.
So what's attractive to her? Like, you're talking about maturity. Because... what's attractive about an immature 57-year-old? To me, that would be even more unattractive.
I know, but it's just. It's just levels to it. Like, I agree, Alexis. Like, I'm not saying that I think it's, like, you know, it's weird. I also think it's very weird that. She was like hugged up with his ex-fiance. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know why I am looking at Karrueche weird. I just feel like this is, she was friends with his ex-fiance. His ex-fiance is 58. That's kind of wild. Like, that's not really being a girl's girl. But I do think I just don't expect anything from men. I think that he's a man with money. He's going to continuously date whoever he can, like, mm-hmm. as we can see.
Mm-hmm. Just a predator. Just a predator.
And he just has a type, obviously. Like, these girls that look a little ambiguous. And and my thing is, too, it's just like having the kids being, like, almost... you know, closer to her age and stuff. Like, that's always weird to me.
How is that not enough to lose respect for your father? Like, I feel like if my father divorced my mother and he showed up to something with somebody closer to my age than, like, a 37-year-old woman, it would make me lose respect for my father. There wouldn't be any time where I'm like, oh, yeah, he bags bitches. Da, da, da. It would be like... this is embarrassing.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, it's like, oh, he still gets good too, you know, and
that's immaturity itself too.
And they're, you know, like, when dad is being like a good dad and whatever and has money and is spoiling you, just like, whatever, dad's gonna do what he wants to do, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know about losing respect. I don't think that that is what's happening over there.
Yeah, I agree. It's not.
But I don't know. I am looking at Karrueche. I'm just like, why do you want these old people problems?
We get it. It's the money. I'm looking at him because you're nasty.
Even for the money. I just think that's like, I don't know. And it's just like, are you getting the money? Like, you're not his wife.
I can't imagine.
These are wifey problems.
I can't imagine she's not getting some type of money.
Okay, but.
Because he understands.
Enough to be giving your life, like, you know, giving your young age, like, to be at his bedside.
I hope it's, like, enough. We hope. We hope that she's smart and we hope that she's tricking him, basically.
I think that's my thing. I feel like I'm seeing some of the insecurity, like, and that was what Dominique was saying. She was just like, I think it was Dominique, they were just like, or maybe it wasn't, she was just saying, like, how she hasn't grown, you know, like, she was with Chris Brown in this, like, tumultuous relationship that didn't bode well for her self-esteem, and it's just like, this is giving that.
Why is that giving that?
I mean, I just think the fact that she was friends with his ex-fiance and now you're in a video crying about this man, and it's just like, is he your, like, what is he to you? You know, is this your boyfriend?
She's fucking this man. Like, let's be fucking real. Like, this is not her uncle. Because I love my uncles, but I probably, they're... I do. I love my uncles. I grew up with them. But it's like, their kids would probably be at the hospital crying by their bedside after a surgery. Not me. I would probably see them once they got to the house and, you know, go and check in. So I'm saying, like, her behavior is not giving niece. Her behavior is giving girlfriend, partner, whatever you want to call it.
I just don't trust these
fucking men either, that even if he was her niece, that he, like, in a play way, you know, not officially by blood, that he wouldn't be trying to fuck her anyway. Like, I think about, like, this, there was, like, an interview. Angel Reese has, like, a podcast, and she had brought Shaquille O'Neal on her podcast because that's her favorite player, but also she signed to Reebok, and he's, like a part owner of Reebok, and she's also a part of his, like, she signed him to, in some way. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like her, you know, this is like a mentor, but also like an employer of some way. And he was like, are you going to wear the, like, they were, you know, they were having a good interview. And then he was like, yeah, like, I love when you, like, saying something like, I love when you wear those, like, short shorts when you play, like, it's nice. And I'm like, and it's like, this is someone that she looks at as like a mentor, uncle, you know, thing. I don't trust, like, I said it to say, I don't trust any of these old ass men to be acceptable, healthy, appropriate around beautiful young women. So I said this to say, even if he's like, that's my play, you know, play niece, I'm sure he'd still be trying to fuck her. This is all my opinion. This is allegedly.
I don't think he's playing.
And so I'm saying she was there as somebody he's fucking. And so it's just like, I hope she's being smart about this and getting her fucking money. Because you're right. At 37, you would hope that somebody's not wasting their time with a 57-year-old who, you know, you might have to be their caretaker. Mm-hmm. But then secondly, and I'm not trying to be mean about, like, being with somebody who you have to be a caretaker, but I'm saying it's clear there's a 20 age difference. There's more going on here than just love. You know what I'm saying? And
it just doesn't seem right.
Seem but smart. It doesn't seem smart.
It doesn't
and I don't
seem like the smartest person. Like, it does seem like she might be just like, I really love him. And
I hope not. Like, I hope not.
Like, it kind of is giving that.
I hope not.
And I just am like,
I hope not.
He has 3 kids. Like, he has other.
He has 3 kids. He has 2 ex-wives, right? He has 2 ex-wives, right?
He has 1 ex-wife and an ex-fiance.
Okay, so he has ex-fiance and an ex-wife. He has 3 kids. He has all his little play kids that he does college basketball with, because Travis was not his kid, but he damn near was having Travis over his house every day, giving him money, giving him shoes, you know, all those things. So I said to say, he has a lot going on.
Yeah.
And now he has a lot of people this health
to take
issue
care of monetarily.
Right. And now he has this health issue.
I'm like, Karrueche, you're not going to be first on the list to get.
And you're right. It's giving insecure, but to me, I'm just more so concerned about a man being so disgusting. But yes.
But we talk about that every week.
But yeah, it's giving insecure. Because men are disappointing every fucking week. Every fucking week. Last week, it was a $50 million fucking settlement.
Last week, it was Shannon Sharp.
There are but all in these NFL old ass men are nasty.
That is just not a shock to me.
But I hope that, you know, Karrueche, you know, gets her money. That's what I hope. It's like, if you're gonna do
your
thing, get
your money, because this is,
and maybe she is, and we're
this
just,
isn't
we
a good look.
It's not, and that's why I'm like, I'm trusting the people like around her. Like, you're getting money, right? You're getting what you're all your bills paid plus an extra check. You're getting, you know,
I don't know,
shares in his little businesses he has, like, you know, get yours.
I don't know about
get
that.
Yours, bitch. Because
I don't know about that, sadly.
He probably, I can't imagine she's the only girl, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also need to look at, I need to watch, like, Deion Sanders, like, documentaries and stuff, like, to maybe try to see what she's seeing in him, because I'm just not seeing it. I feel like I am not as hard as, like, an age thing as you are, like, when it comes to, like, I'm not like, this is, like, disgust. Like, I do think, like, when you really break it down, it is, like, gross. Like, she was literally born when you were 20 out here as a full adult. As adults, though, like, dating and meeting, if you're meeting at an older age or whatever,
I think that's blurred when you're like 45 and up. You know, it's like, okay, a 45 and a 65, or even a 50-year-old and a 70-year-old, fine. But 30 to me is still in that age where it's like, we still look young. So it's like, you're clearly going after us because we look young. You're not going after us because, like, a 50-year-old going with a 70-year-old is not going with a 50-year-old because they're young. You know, they're going with them because...
I guess I can see a relationship, a friendship or something.
A friendship, yes.
Somebody that is that, like, older than that. And it's like, okay, we're not related.
So would you be with a 57-year-old right now? Well, you're not. Let me put the age down a little bit down because she's 30. She's not. We're not as old as her.
We talked about this already.
Okay, so then Karu. Why are you looking at Karrueche crazy?
I know, but it's just. I just feel like Karrueche is. She seems.
You just got a problem with Karrueche. It sounds like.
No, I don't. I don't have a problem with Karrueche. I like Karrueche. I just am like, I want better for her. I want her to like not look, you know. I'm in these streets, like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not judging her because of the age. I just feel like she is a successful, seemingly successful, you know, woman. And she has, like, I think she has a lot of, like, opportunity in front of her. I don't know if she needs him. You know what I'm saying? Like, monetarily, but I don't know. Maybe she does. Like, I don't know her financial situation.
We'll see. But I think it's interesting. But we'll see. I think
it is interesting.
It's just one of those things you have to just shake your head and be like, okay.
And then just for that to be the launch of their relationship by his bedside table.
That's a really good point.
That is not a good look. Okay, like that's a really good point. That's all I'm saying.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, why are you doing this to yourself, girl?
Even if I'm with them, even if this is my man,
right?
Why are you at the hospital?
And that's not my hard launch.
Right.
That is not the hard launch. Yeah, and why? Like, I mean,
like you're acting like you're more important than the child. Like, get over there, make room for all the other people.
I mean, she is just acting like she is his wife, and it's just like, are you about to marry this man? Like,
she might.
Hey, if she does, then that would be...
The check must be nice.
Then that would be make a little bit more sense. But maybe she's just, like, trying to show that she's down. She's a ride or die. Anyways, anything else we wanted to talk about today?
No, that was fun today. Y'all... Please like, subscribe, comment to our pod on IG, YouTube, TikTok.
Follow us
on all those things.
Share with your friends.
Share with your friends. Donate to our Cash App as well.
Buy some merch.
All of those things. Summertime. So, well, it's almost the end of summer. That's sad. But, you know, it's time. You're in good spirits to shop in those things. Also, today... This weekend's my first unemployed weekend, which was very freeing. I will say, I mean, I'm going to be back on the grind on Monday, but,
I'm free from
the shackles of that job. But yeah, so
well, we can get into them next week.
We can get into the details of that.
Okay guys. Well, we love you. Support our self-funded Black woman-owned podcast, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcast. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.